No, last week was class getting my debut. Even if it was just for 10 minutes, it was just class getting out there. Definitely disappointed with the result, but I was just delighted to be there, to get the opportunity and to put on the Leinster jersey. Like, I didn't think it would happen this quickly. No, I'm just delighted to get the opportunity to be out there and to play with such good players and be in such a good setup. It's been surreal the last month and a bit.
So look, Leinster, like everywhere else in Ireland over Christmas, seemed to have a few COVID cases and a bit of a crisis at the club there. But it just meant that guys like you were ready to step up, and Leo Cullen had to dig deeper into that vast squad that he has there in the RDS. When did you actually find out you were going to play in the game?
I found out I'd be playing in the game around, it was actually the day of the match. It was around 1 o'clock, the day of the match. I just was going into temperature testing and in UCD, and Leo just said I was on the bench. It wasn't due to a COVID scare. It was actually one of the lads pulled out with a sinus infection. But I'd already kind of had an idea that he might not be able to play. So I was ready to drop in. I wasn't completely sure if I was gonna play.
And look, I wouldn't suggest that you were, wishing ill will on the other player there that didn't actually make the squad, but that's just the competitive nature of the business, I suppose. It's cutthroat. Once you're not ready to compete, there's plenty of guys behind you to step up and take your place, and you just had to be ready for the opportunity when it came, and that's just part of the business, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. No, they expect you to always be ready to come in. Like, if you're picked as a reserve, like, anything can happen in professional sports. Someone can get injured in the warm-up. Someone can come down sick, or especially at the moment with COVID being around, like, anyone could just get COVID, and you have to be ready for the call-up when you get one.
And did you get many messages of support and, congratulations from your friends and family after the game?
The past couple of days has been crazy. You know, everyone's been reaching out and saying congrats and stuff. Family, friends, past coaches in Wexford Wanderers, Lansdowne lads. No, it's been class. Like, the support's been brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant to hear that. And we will speak a bit about your time with Wexford Wanderers and with Lansdowne as well. So that's coming up later on in the chat. But we'll just focus on your main role at the minute, and that's in the front row for Leinster. And to be fair to you, you've probably got the most competitive couple of players there in front of you at the minute when you have the likes of the experienced Michael Bent. He's been around the Pro 14 for a long time. Andrew Porter is starting for Ireland now. He's also in your position. And of course, we've got world-class Wexford man Tadhg Furlong starting there too. So you've got plenty of quality there ahead of you. But I suppose from your point of view, you're still a young player. You're still learning your trade, really. And when you have those kind of guys ahead of you, it must be the best kind of education that you can get. And, having that quality around you, it must improve your game too.
Oh, 100% though. You pick up on things the whole time, and you couldn't pick for better lads to be ahead of me. Like, there's so much to learn. They're always more than happy to help as well. Like, we're all helping each other to get better, and that's how you get the most out of training. You're just trying to get everyone better and stuff. No, the competition's good. Like, it's trainings are tough, but that's just how you get better. No, it's good to have competition. Now you can learn so much off those lads, like Tadhg being a British and Irish lion, and Andrew Porter getting so much game time with Ireland, and Michael Bent has just been solid for Leinster for the past, I don't know how many years, but he's been around a long time. You pick up on things and the scrum around the field and stuff, and those lads are always more than happy to help you if you have a question at training or in a meeting. They'll always help you out.
And what would you say is your best quality as a rugby player? Because you're playing in the prop position there in the front row. In times gone by, I suppose it would have been good enough to just be a good scrummager and to do some work at the breakdown, and that would have been enough to get you on the team sheet. But modern props now are expected to contribute an awful lot more to the game, like Tadhg Furlong, having good hands and being an option in attack as well. What would you say is your best role in the team, and what's the kind of qualities that you can bring to Leinster now?
My best quality, I'd say my scrummaging and my ball carrying would be probably my best attributes, I'd say. But like you were saying, like, props these days, like, every player has to be able to pass, tackle, run. Like, gone are the days where all you had to do was scrum. No, you kind of need the full package these days, and I'm just trying to become that at the moment. I'm just picking up new things every day in training. That's watching Andrew Porter or Michael Bent and just bouncing questions off them. Yeah, no, you have to be good at everything at that level now.
And as is normally the case now with young rugby players, we were speaking to Josh Murphy a couple of weeks ago. He's also of Leinster there too. He was telling us a bit about his college course that he's in. You're also studying in college too. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, no, I'm studying sports coaching and business management in Carlow IT. Yeah, no, it's grand. Like, it keeps me busy. It's quite a broad subject, so I still don't know exactly what I want to do after college, so it's a good subject to have because it's so broad. I actually played a season of rugby with Carlow IT, and I'm on the sports scholarship as well.
Well, look, given your day job, that course sounds like it's right up your alley. But when you're doing a course like that, is it more focused on, you know, obviously your chosen sport is rugby. Do you focus more on that, or do you get to have a look at all different kind of sports where you might branch out your interests?
It's mainly on rugby. You kind of choose a sport before you go, and if that's GAA, soccer, rugby, and I chose kind of the rugby route to take.
Yeah, sure. Look, that makes sense, I suppose, really. And do you have any other sporting interests outside of rugby, or is that your main focus now?
To be honest, my main interest would be rugby. Like, I'd watch a few of the big football or GAA games, but I wouldn't be following it that much.
Yeah, look, that's perfectly fine. That's what you're interested in and that's what you're good at. So it makes sense. But you've been involved in rugby for a long time now, right? Since you were a child playing with the Wexford Wanderers. And of course, now you've reached pretty much the pinnacle in this country anyway, until, you know, you finally get that Irish jersey. So tell us a bit about your rugby journey going from Wexford Wanderers right up until, you know, the Leinster bench.
Yeah, no, I started playing rugby in Wexford Wanderers when I was about 10 years old. Loved every second of it. Didn't miss a training session. Every Tuesday and Thursday I was down there. Loved the matches. Had some really good coaches along the way as well that helped me develop. It was around the age of 15 I got picked for the Southeast Leinster team. And that team plays against the four other regions in Leinster. You play in the Shane Horgan Cup. And yeah, from that they pick the Leinster Utes. And it was around the age of 18 I got picked for the Leinster Utes. Went on to 19s, 20s, and then I played Ireland under 18s and 20s as well. At around the age of 18, I moved up to Lansdowne. Just been playing senior rugby ever since. And yeah, just got the opportunity to come in to Leinster about a month and a half ago, and now I'm here, played a couple of A games and got my first cap last weekend.
Yeah, and look, we're hoping it's certainly not the last anyway, because you seem to be on the right path. You've also mentioned that you've represented your country there. You were part of the Irish under-20s that went over to Georgia for the World Cup that time. And that must have been an absolutely brilliant experience.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, it's up there with the top memories. One of the best experiences I've ever had. Just a great group of lads and coaches, and a kind of a strange country to go to. You wouldn't really think of going to Georgia. No, it was an amazing place to go to. The people are lovely. And the competition was very well run. And no, the games were unforgettable. It wasn't we didn't get the best results, but no, I loved every second of it.
Yeah, and sure, Georgia is an interesting place when it comes to rugby because, you know, it is this small nation and, you know, you wouldn't really be expecting rugby to be a massive thing over there, but they have started to come on in leaps and bounds in recent years, and there's even talks of them, you know, getting into the Six Nations in place of Italy, maybe. You know, they're at that kind of level. So, you know, that must have been a really interesting place to go and watch rugby where, you know, it's still, you know, an exciting way of spending their time and, you know, a place where rugby is really growing.
Yeah, no, it seems like they're really coming on in leaps and bounds, and they're constantly giving teams a good game, and I wouldn't be surprised if they upset a few big nations soon. Like, they're really coming along. Yeah, like, they're starting to look like they could put it up against teams like Italy. I wouldn't be surprised to see them in the Six Nations in a few years to come. Like, they probably deserve it.
You also had Jack Stafford there with you, a fellow Wexford man on the panel. So did that help to ease the transition a bit? You know, going over to a foreign country, playing in a massive tournament, to have that, you know, sort of tones of home, to have somebody who, you know, has a similar experience to you?
Not really, no. Me and Jack came through different kind of setups. He went through the Munster school system. So we played a bit underage together, like we were friends, but you get to know all the lads coming up. Like I played against them, with them, the whole way up. And no, before we got to the Junior World Cup, we were a pretty tight knit. Like we were all friends. We all knew each other. But no, it was nice to have a fellow Wexford man there with me. But no, Jack's doing very well for himself. He's over in Harlequins at the moment, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, look, another Wexford success story as well, and hopefully we'll keep them coming. But you've been involved now with Lansdowne, a team up in Dublin there, playing AIL Division 1A rugby now, and, you know, winning the title there a couple of years ago. That must have been an absolutely brilliant experience for you as well. I know you didn't actually play in the final there that day, but, you know, you obviously contributed throughout the season there, and, you know, that must have been a brilliant sense of achievement, knowing that you've won the top club rugby prize in the country.
No, it was, yeah, not another unforgettable experience. Like 1A AIL is such a high standard. Like it's the highest standard of amateur rugby in Ireland, and it was an amazing feeling to get that medal. I didn't actually get on in the final. I was on the bench, but it was unreal to be a part of that season and be under such a good head coach in Mike Ruddock. You pick up so much things with him. He's a guy that's really helped me with my scrummaging and my ball play around the park. And no, it was a class year. Like we went unbeaten for a long first part of the season, and it was a great feeling winning.
Yeah, certainly sounds like it, in fairness. And listen, while we have you here, it's been something that has been talked about for quite a while now in rugby circles, and that's young players and, you know, the concussions that they get in rugby now. You know, obviously there's these high profile cases being taken against the sport about players who, you know, are in their 40s and 50s, not, you know, old men, who are taking cases with, you know, suspected CTE and that kind of thing. Is that something that you worry about as a rugby player? You know, you're still young, you're, you know, finding your way in the game still, and all these news stories are coming out about how dangerous the game is. Do you have any fears for rugby going forward?
I'm very lucky. I actually haven't had any concussions, touch wood. But no, it's pretty sad to hear some of these stories of lads coming out saying that they have problems from getting repetitive concussions. But I feel like nowadays, like the concussion protocols are a lot better, and the testing is as well. But yeah, I actually haven't read up too much about those stories, but no, it's sad to hear those lads come out. It is something World Rugby is looking into. They're like, the tackle laws are a lot more strict now. Any tackle above the shoulders is pretty much a red card now. No, I think it's good for the game. Like, your head's so important. Like a concussion is basically a brain injury, and you want to avoid that at all costs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think for modern players that there is this expectation now that they will actually stop a training session and say, you know what, I'm feeling a bit dizzy after that last bit, or, you know, coach, I might actually just sit this next bit out if that's okay, I'm not feeling the May West. Do you think the players are able to do that now, and is it something that rugby players talk about?
Oh, 100%. Like, I definitely feel comfortable saying that to a coach. Like, you have to, it's your health. Like, if you have any doubt, or if you don't think you're right and well enough to, well, you might think you're well enough to play on, but you should really, if you have any doubt in if you have a concussion or not, you should really get off the field and seek medical attention. If you can, just get checked out by a doctor.
Yeah, listen, that's good to hear, because we had Gordon Darcy, another Wexford rugby legend, on the show there quite recently, and he was talking about when he was playing that there was this kind of macho culture in Leinster where you had to have your leg basically hanging off before you'd be, you know, allowed to sit out a training session, or, you know, you'd be expected to get back up into the line even if you were injured. Do you think that that's changed in Leinster now?
Oh, 100%. No, it's definitely changed. Like there's so much eyes on the game now. And if someone gets concussed, like, someone should see it and get the player off. It shouldn't be the player's decision to stay on. They shouldn't have a say. They should come off. If a doctor or a part of staff sees you've been concussed, you should come off straight away. It's definitely changed. I think it has anyway.
Yeah, and look, that is positive news anyway, and that's all we can hope for, I guess, really. Looking ahead to the rest of the season, you know, you've seen the pathway to the first team now. You know what it takes to get there. You know, there's plenty of eyes on you now to see what you'll do next. Are you hopeful of getting a bit more game time before the end of the year?
My expectations is just to keep training away, putting my hand up, improve, learn off the likes of Tyke, Furlong, Porter, Benty, just all the lads, and hopefully get a few more caps under my belt and just build from there. It's been a great experience so far, and I just want to keep building on that and drive on, and hopefully something good happens.
And look, to be fair, in the last couple of years, we have seen, you know, Wexford men take that step from provincial level to representing their country and playing for Ireland. So I'm sure that's something that you would hope for in your future, and you're going about it the right way too.
Yeah, obviously that would be a dream of mine. But at the moment, my goal is just to play the best rugby I can and train as well as I can for Leinster. And if I do that, so hopefully someday, but at the moment, my focus is Leinster and just training as well as I can and putting my hand up.